Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your true word, which speaks to our true selves. And we pray that as we reflect on those words, that you will speak your word, that we may receive the good news of Jesus. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5 says about God, he destined us for adoption. He destined us for adoption. In February 2015, the most repeated question in our household was, please, can we get a dog? We already had a goldfish, but as the song goes, you can't take a goldfish for walks. We knew we couldn't commit to owning a dog or afford the pet insurance. And then one day in Braintree, I saw a poster in the RSPCA charity shop window, and they were asking people to consider fostering a dog on a short-term basis from the RSPCA animal home at Danaher in Wethersfield, just over the border in Essex. And these were dogs that were not doing particularly well in the kennels. Often long-stay, older dogs, overlooked by those wanting a dog for younger ones. And the idea through fostering is to get the dog into a home so it can be socialized and be a little bit more happy until they get their adoption. So we agreed to try it, to foster a dog for the first time, and Sally was very happy. And now, 3 years on, we have fostered 10 dogs. Not all at once, that would be terrible, but for a few months or weeks at a time. And all but one of those dogs has been finally adopted by other people and have found their forever home. And this morning, I'd like to tell you about those 10 dogs very briefly. And my apologies to those who don't like dogs or who are fearful of them. Please bear with me, because I don't just want to tell you about dogs this morning. I want to tell you about God. That's more important. And I want to make connections between what we are doing through fostering and adopting dogs with our reading from Ephesians chapter 1 and our adoption as children of God. So I'll show a picture of our first foster dog. This is Norman. You've never heard of a dog called Norman? Well, I agree that the name Norman isn't in the top 10 names of dogs, or probably the top 100. But there it is, Norman. And that's the name he was given. And names are important, aren't they? Names identify us. And, you know, if you read on in Ephesians, in chapter 3, verse 15, Paul writes that from our Father God, every family in heaven and on earth is named. From our Father God, every family on earth and in heaven is named. Your family name is given by God. That's a wonderful thought, isn't it? To know that your family tree, is rooted in God. We are already connected with our Father God. So Norman was adopted, and he's now living in Luton. And it's difficult to say goodbye, especially the first one. Of course, you do get attached. It's difficult to say goodbye. this fostering is a hard lesson in loving and letting go. But don't we have to do that throughout our lives, loving and letting go? And I can only imagine how much harder it is in the fostering of children for those who do a wonderful work but have to then let them go. And then along came Oliver, another Staffy bull breed, and 7 out of the 10 dogs that we've had have been Staffies. And Oliver had a wonderful, perfect brown spot on his back. He was very much Joe's dog. And Oliver came to live with us twice. So he was a bit like Oliver Twist. He came back for more. And he also had the appetite of Oliver Twist. He was supposed to have an intolerance to wheat. He was gluten-free. But it didn't stop him from grabbing an apple pie off the kitchen counter and devouring it. And he was none the worse for it. And he also bit me on the arm as well. That was the only bite I've had from any of the dogs. But I forgave Oliver his trespasses. And it's just a picture of how God freely forgives us when we do things that are wrong. We heard in Ephesians 1 verse 7, in Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace, which he has lavished on us. Whatever our past, God is our rescuer. He is able to save. Even Oliver got a home, and he's now living somewhere in Colchester. Dog number 3 was Bella, and she was a sweet little dog. We don't choose which dog we have. The RSPCA choose which one they think will be a good match for our family. And in Ephesians 1 verse 5, we hear how God affirms that he chose you. You did not choose him, but he chose you. You are not here by chance. Your life, your Christianity is not an accident. He chose you. God planned in his purpose of love that you should be adopted as his own children through Jesus Christ. I'm happy to say that Bella was adopted by a family just in time for Christmas. So it was goodbye to Bella and hello to Kia. It's always sad to say goodbye, but it's all so exciting, and the anticipation is there to see who's going to come to our hotel for dogs next. And here is Kia sitting on her throne. She's an older miniature Staffy, and she was adopted by an elderly lady in Chelmsford. And although we help in our little way to rescue them, they also help our family as well. I often think of Psalm 36, verse 6, which says, God saves man and beast. God saves man and beast. So all this work is the work of God. All creatures, great and small, are in our Father's care. Well, dog number 5, we're halfway there. Not a very good picture, but there she is on the sofa, enjoying her cuddles. And she'd had a tough life. She'd previously been used for breeding, and too much. She'd had so many puppies. But she had a happy ending as well, for she was adopted by a younger family. Moving on, Our next visitor was Ty, or as I called him, the captain. I don't know why, but it just seemed to fit. He was the captain. I know I shouldn't have favourites, and I do love them all, but I did have a soft spot for Ty. He is an old boy with no fur and dents in his head, so we had a lot in common. And he was finally adopted, and I did miss him. He wasn't the perfect dog to look at, but it reminded me that God loves us for who we are, just as we are today, just as we come. God loves us, and that's wonderful. God has no favorites. Even Cornelius, the Gentile centurion, found a welcome in God's family. So we move on to what I call the Magnificent Seven, which is Sophie, our first dog since we moved here. She had trouble finding a home, but eventually she was adopted. And all of these dogs are remarkable. Some of them have been mistreated. Some of them have been abandoned. Some of them, their owner just couldn't look after them anymore. But you know, they come to you and they seem to quickly get to trust you and are loyal to you. They love unconditionally. And we always feel we get more from them than we are able to give them. Getting down now to the last few, and this is Shadow, a black and tan lurcher, a lovely dog. And again, he made a big entrance into our lives, and we were very sad to see him go. And the next one, Doe, she only stayed with us for 2 weeks. Here is Doe on the bench, pictured in the Echo, outside the Danaher Animal Shop on Queen Street. And we sometimes take the dogs along to see the volunteers. A reminder, there are a great number of people involved in caring for these animals. Doe was a gentle little girl who was so well behaved. And I took her to Wethersfield when she was adopted, and she met the couple from Halstead who were adopting her. And she took off her RSPCA harness, and she got a new one, and she got a new collar and lead. She was a new creation, just as we are. She was adopted. And that brings me to our final current foster dog. I know one or two of you have met Bonnie, and she is very Bonnie. She's a lovely Saluki who's very playful. Who couldn't find room in their heart or their home for Bonnie? But she's still waiting to be adopted, still waiting for her forever home. You might be able to just see her dog tag. And that dog tag doesn't have her name on it. It has the name of the RSPCA and their telephone number because they own her. She belongs to them, not to me. But I'm certain that the day will come when someone will click on their website and see her profile and picture, will fall in love with her and want to meet her and finally put down a deposit to reserve her. Bonnie will be adopted. She will find her home, and then she will be given a new collar and harness and lead, and she will get a name tag with her own name on it and the name of her owner. And that's a positive place on which to end, because it brings me back to where I began. He destined us for adoption. We heard in our reading, When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. We belong to God, and heaven is our forever home. And on that day, I hope I am greeted by some of these characters. But don't worry, if you're in a mansion next door, I will make sure that they're under control. So praise be to God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Rescuer and our Redeemer. Amen.